Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. Well, today it's all about spring cleaning. Even in our own homes at this time of the year, as the days get longer, there's more light and you just see that everything needs a good clean, if only the rain would stop. Well, it's the same for the environment around us. This is the time of the year for the Ontashka National Spring Clean. Now, for those of you who may not know, Ontashka is a charity working to conserve Ireland's natural environment and built heritage. And the National Spring Clean is Ireland's most popular and successful anti-litter initiative and it runs through the whole of April. Now, in its 25th year, the campaign encourages everybody across all sectors of society to actively participate and take responsibility for litter. So how can you do that? Well, you can organise a spring clean in your own area, in your housing estate, your street, your office, maybe on your nearby beach. We're lucky enough to have so many to choose from on our doorstep. And of course, it's a fixed date on the school calendar. Ella Ryan is Environmental Awareness Officer with Waterford City and County Council, and they are supporters of the National Spring Clean. Ella.
Every year for the National Spring Clean, we support groups doing their cleanups, either to Ontashka or to ourselves, so we can provide additional materials like litter pickers, gloves, and sturdy bags, and we then also collect all of the materials, so any of the bags of litter for disposal.
And if people wanted to go through Waterford City and County Council to organise a clean-up, do they just contact you?
They do. They can ring through customer services or email us and organise their location, their contact details, and we sign out their materials to them then.
I know we're talking about the National Spring Clean-up, but for something like that, it doesn't even have to be in April. It could be any time of the year.
Absolutely. We would facilitate cleanups at any time of the year. And I suppose when the weather doesn't always participate in nice dry April, that's particularly important.
Oh, it is. Let's hope this rain stops. I think it's driving us all bananas. Many of our listeners would be familiar with the Cumra Mountain cleanup, which happened recently. And that's a big cleanup. But the cleanups don't have to be big, so they don't.
No, they don't. We're very lucky in that a lot of communities do a large spring clean. But we've also got a lot of communities who do regular cleanups and try and keep on top of the litter that way instead. We've also got people around the county who would do much smaller scale cleanups, like the 2 minute beach cleans or take trees from the sea. So the idea with those is that you take maybe 3 pieces of litter as you're walking along the beach. And I suppose it's great because there's a scale of cleanup for everyone that way.
Well, one group very involved in the spring clean, schools. And Green Schools Ireland are celebrating World Earth Day, which falls on the 22nd of April. And that's when they're having their big spring clean-up, teaming up with Clean Coasts and National Spring Clean. And we're going to have more on World Earth Day next week. I mentioned at the beginning that the National Spring Clean has been running for the last 25 years. So let's take a look at the statistics for a moment. In 1991, 1,732 cleanup events were registered with Ontashka and an estimated 155,000 people took part. So let's jump ahead to 2023. Last year, 5,640 groups registered to carry out cleanups throughout the whole country. And the volunteers who participated in the spring clean collected an estimated 2,600 tonnes of litter. So if you want to do something in your area during April, you can register on the On Tashka website. You'll find out all the details there and they'll tell you exactly what needs to be done. That's it for this week. I'll talk to you again next week. Bye bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.